Satyogis must be the true agoris. The word means not terrible. And what is terrible is to be trapped in the ego and its delusions, its karmic sufferings. And its lack of will to be free. And so the agori is one who has become nirmala, no longer encased in the impurities and the delusions, the stain of the ego that obscures our divine nature. And so an ashram must become, if it is not already, a true cremation ground, in which you have come here only for one purpose, to cremate the ego, to incinerate it, so that the soul becomes free of the egoic narratives that create suffering and prevent graduation from this wisdom school of life, and function as chains that keep the mind and heart in bondage to petty concerns that have no reality but are totally vain and self-destructive. And which are disguised as some form of goodness or happiness that is recognizably a facade of denial to prevent the purification of the shadow, the negredo, the dark energies of anger, of hatred, of toxic attitudes and residues of traumatic events that continue to fester like unhealed wounds in the subconscious mind and erupt as symptoms of suffering that cause suffering. And this disease that is the ego can only be cured through its becoming offered as a burnt offering to God. A burnt offering of all that we have to offer, which is not much, but by offering ego through its sacrifice, through its death, through its immolation, the soul, which is of infinite value, becomes liberated to return to our true home of God consciousness, to our abode of light and of real Mahasukha, the great bliss, the the ecstasy and the ecstasy of total realization of the wonder, the power, the majesty of God. And to abide in that splendor and then bring it fully into embodiment is the fulfillment of our duty, our function, our responsibility to God that enables us to move to that status of divinity that alone makes the whole process of incarnation worth the troubles that we have gone through in order to suffer the indignity of illusory birth and death over and over again in ignorance of our eternal self. To come out of that ignorance now at the last moment, to be able to function as angelic servers of God in this time when all souls will be lifted out of their bodies involuntarily to return to the abode of suspended animation, to serve God in that angelic body of light that remains beyond the ken of ego perception, but awaits its activation, is what brings the final capacity to serve God in the purity and the truth and the power of our real nature. That brings the revelation of redemption to all the souls who are served by this power. And it is only this last attainment of service that completes our work within the field of this training ground and enables us to move into the next level of being, to become responsible for the creation and the sustenance of a new world, that it is our duty to make sure it is kept filled with beauty, with goodness, with purity, with justice, with equity, with joy, with love, and with that most precious offering that enables all beings to live in trust of one another, in communion, in superorganismic unity, the unity in difference that brings about the ultimate activation of the potency of God, functioning as the consciousness of the cosmos, fully alive with all the vibrancy of total presence at every point, in every moment, at every level. And to keep the fullness and the depth of that presence awakened so that the infinite and essential subtlety of the nuances of the intelligence of God become visible in every action, in every thought, through every offering that constitutes the process of life itself. And to do that, we must live unselfishly as givers who have no need to take because we are eternally filled from within and beyond with that mana from the heavenly self that keeps us fully nourished and never fall into the poverty of egoic delusion, never become beggars of phenomenal affirmation, but always abide in the transcendent glory of the One who needs no affirmation, but determines the destiny of all those short-lived phenomena of bodies and the souls that occupy them. Based on their magnetic attraction to that essential power of love. May you all pass through this ultimate passage beyond the egoic delusion and bring the energy of freedom into a world that has become enslaved and function as a liberator for every being you encounter. May you know the peace that comes only through complete humility. Into the recognition of the nothingness of egoic identity and empty it from the space of consciousness, so that the self in the purity of the presence of God may be known and claimed and function through one's organismic appearance, and may you know the deeper peace that comes when the emptiness is filled with that power of God's adoration. That purifies and transfigures consciousness into its angelic form of luminous clarity and the power of non-local presence, free from the parameters of space and time. And may you know the supreme, ultimate peace of the glory, the splendor, the majesty, of that ultimate self who creates, sustains, destroys, while never changing, never moving, never altering, from that eternal, infinite presence. That one instant of perception completely annihilates any trace of any stain of otherness from that supreme non-duality of being.